Isn't so good.
有些弟兄姊妹没有办法来参加聚会。
Some brothers and sisters weren't able to come and attend service.
有一些是在网上跟我们一起同步聚会。
So some of our brethren are attending service with us online.
那时候我们今天下午本来是茶间，我们就用讲道讨论的方式来进行。
And that's why for this afternoon we changed our schedule from a Bible study to a sermon with discussions.
我下午想用一段圣经跟我们大家一起来学习。
And this afternoon I would like to use a passage in the Bible for mutual
learning. 我先讲一段。
And I will share a passage.
我们弟兄姊妹也可以发表我们的心得跟感想。
And brothers and sisters can also share our reflections and our thoughts.
如果讲完了以后，我们再继续第二段。
And after we have discussed the passage, we will continue to the next passage.
下午想要跟大家分享的是要胜过文士法利赛人的义。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with everyone the topic of surpassing the righteousness of Pharisees.
这是主耶稣所讲的话。
This is something Lord Jesus had said.
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
第五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20.
马太福音五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20.
他说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不能够胜过文士、法利赛人的义，断不能够进天国。”
Verse 20, for I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣在这里讲到说我们的义要胜过文士法利赛人的义。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us that our righteousness have to exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
虽然我们常常讲法利赛人怎么不好，怎么不好。
Even though often we would point out why the Pharisees were bad.
事实上我们有时候不如法利赛人。
But a lot of times we are no better than the Pharisees.
说我们如果没有胜过文士法利赛人，我们断不能够进神的国。
So if we cannot surpass the Pharisees and the scribes, then we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这个主耶稣从马太福音第五章到第七章这讲到非常重要的教训。
From Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, we see Lord Jesus gives us very important teaching.
有的人说这个是天国的宪法。
And a lot of people say that this is actually the constitution of the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说我们在神的国里面最基本要说的道理。
In other words, that in the kingdom of God, these are the most basic principles that we must uphold.
耶稣说我来不是要废掉律法。
And Lord Jesus says, I come not to destroy the law.
说天地会废去律法的一点一画都不会废去。
And Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one, even the smallest part of the word of God will fade away.
我们一般人以为说我们新的时代了，我们不要守律法。
Some people will think that in the New Testament era, we do not need to keep the law.
因为律法是给犹太人守的。
Because the law was given to the Jews to keep.
但是雅各说这个律法是至尊的，就是王者的律法。
But James says that the law is the utmost law that we must uphold.
当然，这个律法跟诫命有时候混着用。
And of course, sometimes we use the terms law and commandments interchangeably.
所以圣经里面说我们如果废掉律法的一条就是废掉众条。
And that's why the Bible says if we transgress even one commandment of the law, we have transgressed against the entire law.
那我们今天说。这个律法不是说它的字句，而是要说它的精义。
And today, when we keep the law, we do not keep the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law.
所以耶稣说：“我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。”
And that's why Jesus says, "I do not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law."
那这个律法千千万万条，很多
But the law has so many statutes and commandments.
他说，如果你那个最小的都守你在神的国里面会成为最大。
If we keep the least of these commandments, then in the kingdom of God, we will be the greatest.
你如果废掉了最小的一条，哎，叫人家去守的啊，你将来在神的国里面最小。
But if we even break one of the least of these commandments and teaches men to do so, then we will be the least in the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个律法不会掉。
So we see that the law is not destroyed.
啊，那怎么成全？
So how do we fulfill the law?
我们一般讲这个律法，包括道德律、礼仪律跟卫生律。
Typically, when we talk about the law, we're referring to the moral law, the sanitation law, and also the analogy of the law. And the laws of morality refer to the responsibilities a person have towards their fellow man and to God.
这个是人当尽的最基本的道德标准。
And this is the most basic moral principle a person must have.
是用十条诫命做中心。
And the center of these laws is the Ten Commandments.
我们知道这个诫命啊，不会掉的。
We know that the law is not destroyed.
因为这是神亲自用所主的写的。
Because these commandments were written by God's own finger.
交代犹太人要守。
And he commanded the Jews to keep these commandments.
到了新约时代，主耶稣说：“你要得永生，就要守诫命。”
And in the New Testament, Lord Jesus says, if you want eternal life, you must keep the commandments.
保罗说：“割礼不割礼，无关紧要。”
And Paul says, whether you are circumcised or not, it is not important.
要紧是守神的诫命。
What is important is that you keep the commandments of God.
使徒约翰说：“一个爱神的人，就是会守神的诫命。”
And the Apostle John says, a person who loves God will keep his commandments.
说那个被蒙召的144,000人，他们是持守神诫命的人。
And the 144,000 who are kept by God are those who keep God's commandments.
所以在新约圣经里面很多地方强调要守诫命。
So in the New Testament, we see that there are several passages that emphasize the importance of keeping.
所以我们知道这个十条诫命不改。
So we see that the Ten Commandments are not altered.
主耶稣还叫我们要守得更完全。
And Lord Jesus tells us that we.
这是我们等一下要讲。
Have to even keep the Ten Commandments more completely.
礼仪律啊，就是那些献祭啊。 还有做礼拜的规矩。
And the laws of rituals refer to the laws that tells us how to keep the Sabbath and the different regulations.
那我们现在不杀牛、不杀羊，也不是献祭烧香了。
Today we don't kill livestock and we don't offer life sacrifices.
因为已经成全在主耶稣的十字架上。
Because these have been fulfilled by Lord Jesus on the cross.
他已经成为最美的祭物啊，替我们献上。
And he has become the best offering and has been offered up for us.
所以完成了救赎的工作，就不用再献牛献羊了。
And he has completed the work of salvation, so we no longer offer lambs or cows.
这个卫生律。
And the laws of sanitation.
我们今天早上谈到但以理啊，立志啊，不借着这个。 王的食物来玷污自己的身体。This
morning we talked about how Daniel purposed in his heart to not be defiled by the king's delicacies.
因为啊，外邦人有很多的食物是不洁净的。Because
for the Gentiles, they have a lot of food that was considered unclean.
犹太人要守洁净的规矩。But
for the Jews, they must keep the laws of cleanliness.
不洁净的东西不能吃。For
the food that was unclean, they could not eat.
啊，当然我们现在不按字句来守。
And of course, today we don't follow the letter of this law.
是叫我们要怎样过一个圣洁的生活。
But we see that it teaches us how to live a holy life.
所以这些洁净的规矩里面都有属灵的教训在里面。
So these statutes concerning cleanliness all have spiritual teachings about holiness.
所以说啊，不废掉律法，乃是要成全。
So we see that the law is not destroyed, but was fulfilled.
当然说，我们的义要胜过文士跟法利赛人的义。
And Lord Jesus says our righteousness have to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
文士、法利赛人他们对律法，他们都用背的，并且都加注解。
The scribes and the Pharisees are able to recite the law. They're even able to write commentaries for the law.
所以他们很严谨在说律法。
So they keep the law very strictly.
但是犹太人，这个。 法利赛人有一些啊，他们就软弱。
But some Pharisees have some weaknesses.
因为他们重字句不同的经义。
Because they interpret the letter of the law differently.
因为他们对这个律法真正的意义啊，神真正的用意在哪里啊，他们没有办法了解。
And they're not able to understand the true intention of the law.
所以有时候用人去解释这个律法。
So a lot of times they use their human understanding to try to.
他们有很多啊，那个律法的注解的书啊，他们是常常在读的。
And they have a lot of commentaries and books explaining the law that they would study often.
但是实际上很多的解释啊，跟神原来的意义啊，有出入。
But in fact, a lot of their interpretation of the law does not match up with the intention of God.
所以主耶稣才会说啊，他们用人的遗传当作道理来教训人。
And that's why Lord Jesus says, they teach the traditions of men as if they were the commandments of God.
反而废掉了神的诫命。
And in the end, they end up destroying the law of God.
律法里面啊，讲要孝顺。
For example, the law teaches us that we must show filial piety.
那他们告诉人说啊，你们主要奉献了啊，你就不要可以跟父母说我没有钱来养你。
But the Pharisees teach the people that as long as they make an offering, then they don't have to take care of their parents.
啊，就是用人的遗传废了神的诫命。
And this is how they use the traditions of men to destroy the law of God.
啊，他们很重视这个外表的形式。
And they also emphasize the importance of the outward appearance of following the law.
啊，很缺少了内心啊真正的虔诚。
But they lack this sincerity that was that is inward.
所以他们重视很多啊律法的规矩。
So they value a lot of rituals of the law.
啊，都要穿长衣啊，戴高帽子啊，让人很多的经文啊写在手上，戴在额上，让人来尊敬他们。
They wear long robes and tall hats, and they inscribe. The law onto things that they wear.
他们很重视这个洗濯的规矩。
And they value the importance of washing their hands.
吃饭以前呢，一定要用很复杂的手续来洗手。
And even before they eat, they have a very complicated method of washing their hands.
他们常常要把那个杯盘啊都洗得很干净。
And they have to frequently wash all the utensils and bowls that they use to eat.
啊，他们呐。 定时的禁食啊，什么东西都要献上十分之一。
And they have regular fasting, and in everything that they do, they offer the tithe.
主耶稣就说啊，他们把杯盘外面洗干净，但是里面却没有洗。
And Lord Jesus told them, even though they wash the bowls, the outside of the bowl, but inside they did not clean.
他们重视禁食，重视献十分之一。
Although they also see the importance of fasting and offering tithe.
但是却去侵吞寡妇的家产。
But they devour the riches and the wealth of widows.
缺乏公义怜悯的心。
And they lack a heart of righteousness and mercy.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们说，这个公义怜悯的心更重要，这是要行的。
So Lord Jesus teaches them that to have a righteous and merciful heart is even more important.
啊，当然，这个禁食啦，十一奉献啦，这也是不可忽略的。
And of course, fasting and offering tithe is something you cannot lack.
啊，另外，法利赛人还有一个缺点呐，就是能说不能行。
And another weakness of the Pharisees is that they know how to teach, but they don't know how to practice.
啊，他们站在摩西的位上。
So they sit on the seat of Moses.
啊，所以他们对律法很懂啊，好像摩西在教导人一样。
And they know the law very well, and they can teach as if Moses was teaching.
啊，当然不是律法不好。
And it's not that the law itself is bad.
而是实际上啊，没有能力行出来。
But that in practice, they have no ability to perform the law.
所以耶稣说啊，他们把那个难担的重担放在人的身上。
And so Lord Jesus says they have put a very heavy burden on the people.
啊，但是啊，一根指头啊，他都不动。
But they're unwilling to even lift a single finger.
他说这是法利赛人，当然他们有优点啦，但是他们也有一些软弱缺点。And
we see that there are some things we can learn from the Pharisees, but they also have some weakness.
他们在遵守律法的那一种精神啊，对律法的重视，这是对的。We
see that the attitude they have towards the law and how they emphasize the importance of the law is correct.
但是他们注重外表形式，注重字句，这个就是他们不完全的地方。But
where they are lacking is where they only emphasize the importance of the outward appearance and only look to the letter of the law and not the spirit.
他说我们今天所神的道，不只是守字句，更要守经义。
So today, when we keep the word of God, we're not merely keeping the letter of the word of God, but also the spirit of the word.
而要把它守得更完全。
And we want to be able to keep the word of God even more completely.
所以如果没有这样的话，断不能够进神的国。
And if we cannot do this, then Lord Jesus says, by no means can we enter into the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音里面，主耶稣谈到四点。
And in the book of Matthew, Lord Jesus mentions four things.
第一个说，不只是不可杀人，你恨人都不可以。Lord
Jesus says, you not only cannot murder, but you cannot even hate a person.
第二个说，不只是照律诫命，不可犯奸淫。And
second, Lord Jesus says, you cannot commit adultery according to the commandments.
说要从内心里面，对妇女不可动淫念。But
not only so, in your heart, you cannot lust after a woman.
第三个，不只是不可以违背那个誓言，那个启示的话。And
third, Lord Jesus says, you cannot when you make an oath, you cannot not just not break an oath.
说什么誓言都不可以起。But
instead, you should not even make an oath.
第四个是说，不只是爱邻舍，恨仇敌。
And fourth, Lord Jesus says, you should not only just love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
他说，我们要提高到，不只是爱我们的邻舍，更爱我们的仇敌。But
you need to elevate yourself to a next level where you love your neighbors, but you also love your enemies.
说我们因为要成为天父的儿女。And
because we want to become the children of our Heavenly Father.
所以我们要把这些道理把它行出来。
So that we want to be able to practice these teachings so that we can become the true children of God. So let's talk about the first point. I'll give a very simple explanation and then we can open up the floor for everyone to share their reflections. Let's look to Matthew chapter 5, verse 21.
说你们听见有分路古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。 22节。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱之火。这里已经讲到说，不可杀人。Here
it says, you shall not murder.
我们知道这个是诫命里面的第五条诫命。We
know that this is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
他说：“如果杀人的话，会受审判。”And
Lord Jesus says, "Whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment."
所以犹太的城市里面，他们都有那个城市里面的法庭。And
we see that in the cities of the Jewish cities, there's always a court.
有七个审判官。And
in the municipal court, there are seven judges.
如果杀人的话。 他们就把他带到这个审判官那里。And
if someone commits murder, they will bring them in front of the judges.
经过审判官，审判以后，就跟他定罪。And
after the judges have judged him, they will condemn them to a sentence.
按照旧约的律法，这个审判里面当然要有人证，要有物证，至少要有两个人见证。
And according to the Old Testament law, when they are put before the judge, they must at least have two witnesses.
真正杀人的，故意杀人的，他的结果就是处死。
and those who commit murder intentionally will result in a punishment of death.
故意杀人的不能够用什么赎价来代替。 你不能够说我捐一些钱啊，来免死，不可以的。
Those who commit murder intentionally cannot escape death by trying to mitigate the crime in any way by offering money or other things.
所以杀人啊，故意杀人的，在城里面的审判官定罪啊，就要把他处死。
So those who murder intentionally will be put before the municipal court and they will be sentenced to death.
啊，民数记35章里面讲到啊，不可以拿赎价。
And in Numbers chapter 35, we see that they cannot be redeemed.
也就是说，不能够用金钱啊，用物质的东西啊，来取消他的赎罪。
In other words, they cannot use money or anything of value to try to redeem them of the crime.
我们在谈说那个以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And when we talk about an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth,
那个是审判官审判的一个标准。
That is a standard that the judge will use.
一般的伤害啊，有时候法官啊，不一定说你打掉人家的手啊，对方就要把你的手打掉，不一定。
But typically, when a crime is committed, the judge will not give them a sentence where if they had harmed someone's arm, they won't cut off the.
这种伤害啊，有时候可以用啊，适当的赔偿啊，对方同意了，适当的赔偿。
Sometimes, depending on the crime that a person's committed, the judge can allow the criminal to use something else of value.
但是这个杀人呐，故意杀人致死的啊，这个你就没有办法用赎价来代替。
Except for someone who has intentionally committed murder, if they committed murder, then they can use nothing to try to redeem themselves.
这个是旧约的诫命跟律法的规定。
And these are the laws and regulations of the Old Testament.
那是耶稣说啊，不只是杀人啊，你就是骂人啊，对弟兄动怒啊，就要审判了。But
Jesus says, not only murder, even if you become angry with your brother.
我们知道说，主耶稣说，主是我告诉你们，保持主耶稣的话很有权威啊。
And we see that Lord Jesus says, I say to you, and we see that when he speaks, there is authority.
啊，所以他讲的话就算数。
So whatever he says, we see that it is the law.
啊，这个对弟兄动怒啊。
And when he says, whoever is angry with his brother.
因为这个动怒啊，骂人、仇恨啊，这是常常都变成啊，杀人的动机。
We see that oftentimes anger or hatred becomes a motive for murder.
啊，所以在意义上啊，他形同杀人一样。
So in the spirit, it's the same as committing murder.
所以他难免受审判。
And that's why Jesus says, they shall be in danger of the judgment.
那所以这个审判啊，也是同样城里面的七个人的那个啊审判官的审判。
And this judgment will also be in front of the judges in the city, the council.
啊，如果骂弟兄是拉家的，拉家是肚子里面没有东西啦，空空洞洞的啦，我们一般中国人叫做饭桶啊。
And Jesus goes on to say, whoever says to his brother Raka, and Raka literally means empty head.
所以李正宗的译本啊，他就翻作说，你骂弟兄是饭桶的。
And so in some translations, they just go ahead and say, if you call your brother empty head or an idiot,
难免公会的审断,
you shall be in danger of the council.
因为犹太人有一个宗教法庭设在耶路撒冷。
The Jews have a religious court in Jerusalem.
这个组成啊，就是一些祭司长、法利赛人。
And the religious court is composed of some chief priests and some Pharisees.
他是审判那个重罪。
And they are preside over serious
crimes. 有72个法官组成。
And they are composed of 72 judges.
城里面的审判庭啊，是七个人，但是那个。 宗教法庭公会啊，是72个审判官。
The municipal court is only composed of 7 judges, but the council in Jerusalem is composed of 72 judges.
所以骂弟兄是拉家的啊，说要 受这个公会的审断。
So Lord Jesus says, whoever says to his brother Raka shall be in danger of the council.
阿嬷弟兄是魔力的时候难免地狱之火。
But whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
所以这个都是相当严重了，这个。 地狱之火就是将来要受到神的审判。
And we see that these are all very serious consequences because hellfire refers to the judgment of God.
因为在耶路撒冷附近，有耶路撒冷城的城郊的地方，有一个地方叫做新嫩子谷。
Near the outskirts of the city of Jerusalem, there is a valley.
那个地方是古时候，他们把那个 儿女啊，杀掉献给偶像摩洛的地方。
And in the olden days, this valley was a place where people who sacrificed their children to
我们如果读以色列的历史啊，我们就知道
to foreign gods, they would throw their corpses there.
因为他们笑话这个外邦人呐，把儿女啊献给他们的献给那个外邦的偶像摩洛。
And if we read the history of the Israelites, we see that they followed the Gentiles and they worshiped these foreign gods and they offered their children.
那个摩洛偶像啊，就伸出两个手来。
And this certain idol has his hands outreached.
他们就把孩子啊，就放在那个手上。
And they would put their children on the hands of this idol.
底下一直烧火啊，然后把那个孩子烧掉。
And beneath this, the extended arms of this idol, there is a fire that burns their children to death.
那些献给摩洛的那些尸体呀，他们就放在那个新嫩子谷的地方，在那边烧。
And the corpses of these children who are offered up to this idol will be placed in this valley to burn.
所以主耶稣说那个是从不死火不灭的地方。
And so Lord Jesus referred to that place as a place where worms will not die and the fire will not quench.
所以那个来形容啊，那个地狱的凄惨。
And he uses that to describe the fires of hell.
他说你如果骂弟兄是魔力啊，难免地狱之火。
And Lord Jesus says, whoever says you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
那就是将来要受到永火的审判。
And that is referring to being subject to the eternal punishment of hellfire.
所以23节说，当你在祭坛献礼物的时候，想到弟兄向你怀怨，你先把礼物放着，去跟他和好，再来献礼物。
And that's why in verse 23, Lord Jesus says, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, then you should leave your gift there and make peace.
也就是说，你要献祭给神以前呢，你要先跟弟兄和好。
In other words, before you offer anything to God, you have to be reconciled with your brother first.
因为我们心里面如果不圣洁啊，我们的献祭神不悦纳的。
Because if our heart is not holy, then God will not accept our offering.
我们看箴言的15章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
第八节。Verse 8. 箴言15章第8节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8.
说恶人的献祭为神所憎恶，正直人的祈祷为他所喜悦的。 所以罪人的那个献祭啊，说神看的是很厌恶的东西呀，神不喜欢。
And this passage tells us that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God.
所以我们人跟人之间呐，不和睦的关系会影响到我们人跟神之间的关系。
So if we have an ill relationship with other people, then this will affect our relationship with God.
所以保罗说，我们要解除跟人之间的那个不和谐的地方啊。 我们的祷告，神才会悦纳。
And that's why Paul says we have to remove the disharmony between us and other people, and then God will hear our prayers.
所以献祭之前呢，要先省察我们人的行为。
So before we offer a sacrifice, we have to examine ourselves.
然后才回头归向神。 那我们的祷告，神就悦纳了。
And then we will be able to turn and turn back to God, and then God will accept our prayer.
所以以赛亚书56章也是这样讲啊。And
in Isaiah chapter 56, the same is recorded.
说我们呐，把那个加在别人的重担。
It says that if we put the burden on other people.
要把它拿掉,
we have to remove this burden first.
我们那个主宰别人的主头,
we have to take back the finger that we use to accuse other people.
啊, 然后我们祷告神的时候,
and then when we pray to God,
神就会对你说, 我在这里, 我在这里,
God will respond to us and say, I am here.
他说我们如果跟人的关系不和睦,
so if we are not reconciled or we don't have harmony with other people, even we may offer a lot of gifts to God, God will not accept them. So God wants us to be a person of peace.
能够跟人和好,
a person who is reconciled with other people and also be a peacemaker to others. Then we can become the true children of God.
我们跟人和好了以后，我们来拜神啊。 神就喜悦了，神就垂听，神就祝福了。
And if we make peace with others first, then when we come to worship God, God will be delighted and bless us.
那25节跟26节讲到啊，我们要避免将来受刑罚的，要注意的事情。
And verses 25 and 26 in Matthew chapter 5 tells us some things we have to take note of if we want to escape judgment.
他说你如果跟人家不和睦, 或者是对人有一些亏欠,
it says that if we do not make peace with someone or we fall short of something,
对方如果把你告到那个审判官那里,
and someone else has taken a case against you in court,
你将来就要受审判，你这个亏负的事情没有解决，你就要被关在那里，就没有办法出来。
Then you will be put in front of the court, and if you cannot resolve this issue, then you will be thrown into prison.
所以他说，在那个还没有审判以前，你就要跟对方能够和好。
And that's why in verses 25, 26 says, even before they bring it to court, you want to make peace with them. And we see the typical court is also like this. Typically, when a person sues another person,
法官都会叫你们说，你们在还没有审判以前，要事先可以去和解。
The judge will usually advise the both parties to try to reach a settlement first before they proceed to the court.
那个亏负别人的，他可以把那个对方要求的条件，他能觉得能够做得到的，就来补足对方，来还清对方的亏欠。
The offending party usually can try to reach some type of settlement with the defendant and try to reach some terms where both parties agree.
所以事先能够和解了，这个法官最后他就会取消这个判决。So
if both parties are able to reach a settlement first, then the judge will just dismiss the case.
所以说我们对人也是一样。So
it's the same way we should treat other people.
人跟人之间有一些不和谐的地方，我们就私下要寻求和睦。
If we have any disharmony between us and other people, we should first seek reconciliation.
能够彼此之间能够做一些弥补补偿，然后和解了，我们将来才能够面对神的审判。And
we should try to make peace and reconcile with our brothers first. That way, when we face God, we will be able to face God in peace.
所以如果我们没有办法跟人家和睦，我们将来就没有办法得到神那个怜悯的审判。
But if we are unable to make peace with other people, then in the future we will not be able to receive the mercy of God.
所以我们有爱心，能够怜悯别人的，我们将来在神的面前，我们才能够受到怜悯的审判。
But if we have love and we show others love, then when we are before God's judgment, God will also show us mercy.
他说，你如果亏欠人，没有还清楚的话。 原来受审判以后，你会被关起来，然后你没有还清就没有办法出来。And
if we owe someone something and we do not return whatever we owe, then we will be thrown into prison until we have paid the last penny.
所以我们人跟人之间的这个亏负的地方，我们也要处理好，我们将来才能够面对神。
So we must resolve any debt or any issues we have with other people first, and that way God will also treat us the same in the future.
所以不只是不可以杀人啊，不可以恨人。
So it's not simply that we cannot murder and we cannot hate.
要跟弟兄和好，我们将来才能够避免啊，在神的审判当中啊受刑罚。
But we must also make peace with our brothers so that we will not be facing judgment before God in the future.
我先谈到这里哦，我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹对这个道理有没有什么啊想要大家分享的。
And so I'll take a break here, and I'll ask all the brothers and sisters to see if there's anyone who has any reflections to share.
我们可以发言哦。And
you can raise your hand to if you want to share something.
有没有?
Does anyone have any reflections to share?
没有的话,我们再谈第二个。
If no one has anything to share right now, we will go on to the second point.
如果大家有想要讲话,你就举手。
If anyone has anything to share, please just raise your hand. 所以我们现在没有这样。那现在我们的教会的立场是到底现在已经11月时代，生命掌握在神说生命在，耶稣说生命在。那我们这个立场，我们还有没有这个？我们教会立场到底有没有反对死刑？我知道很多别的教派他们都反对死刑。那我问很多我们教会的一些长老或者他们不敢讲，到底有没有不敢讲？所以我想知道我们到底立场是怎么样，对死刑的立场。
So my question is, right now in Taiwan, there's a lot of talk and a lot of discussions on whether they should do away with the death penalty. And in Taiwan, there's a lot of different people who have presented different views. And my question is, what is the viewpoint of our church? Because we know in the Old Testament, in the law, clearly there's punishments for the death penalty. If someone is negligent in building a house and his house kills a person, then the son is responsible and might receive the death penalty. But in the New Testament, we see that, of course, Jesus says, I am the way and the life, and it's the New Testament is different. So I've also asked several elders and deacons and ministers, but they've never given me a clear answer. So my question is, how does our church view the death penalty, and what is our stance?
我们教会对这个社会上要不要有死刑哦，这个我们没有讨论了。
In our church, whether society decides if they want to have the death penalty or not, is not something we have formally discussed in the church.
不过从圣经里面看呢，这个有死刑啊，这个圣经里面的原则没有反对了。
And we see that, at least from the standpoint of the Bible, if a community or society has the death penalty, the Bible does not go against that.
所以一般的社会里面，在法律上，对那个很严重的罪行，处以各样的刑，甚至死刑，教会的立场应该不会反对。
And so typically in a society, if a certain society has a death penalty to deal with very severe crimes, then at least from a biblical standpoint, the church will not object to it.
但是教会最重要的目的就是怎样去改变人的心。
But the ultimate goal of the church is to see how we can change a person's heart.
让人能够 学习神的道，心里面能够更新变化，不要去避免去犯罪作恶。
And to teach a person to be able to learn the word of God and to renew their heart and mind so that they can depart a life of sin and crime.
人的生命如果改变了，他不会去行恶，就最后就不会至于死嘛。
And if a person changes their life so that they do not commit any sin and do not commit any crimes, then they will not face death.
其实人所看重的就是肉体上的死。
But a lot of people see only the importance of physical death.
但是事实上，更重要的是灵命的死亡，因为那是永永远远的。
But in actuality, what is even more important is spiritual death, because spiritual death would be eternal.
他说我们的使命更重要的就是传福音，救人的灵命。
And so our mission is even more important that we preach the gospel and save souls.
让人不至于灭亡，而能够得永生。
So that people will not find themselves in destruction, but to have eternal life and have be saved.
因为肉体上的死亡啊,
because a physical death,
不管怎么死啊，人总是要死一次啊。
No matter how a person dies physically, everyone will die once.
甚至有的很虔诚的基督徒啊，受逼迫啊，有时候都被杀掉。
Even some very devout Christians will be persecuted and sometimes die because of persecution.
但是主耶稣说啊，杀身体没有办法杀魂的，你不要怕他。
But Lord Jesus says, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body but not kill the soul.
最怕的就是把身体跟灵魂都灭在地狱里面，那才要怕他。
But who we should fear is the one who can put both our body and soul into hell.
所以这个救灵魂的工作更加重要。
So the work of saving souls is even more important.
其他弟兄姊妹，大家有没有补充的，或者是有没有其他的想法？
And does anyone else have any other thoughts you would like to share on this topic?
爱神容易呢，或是爱人容易啊？啊，假如说这个爱神的人是不是一定爱人？
And so my question is, earlier we talked about a person who loves God. And so yesterday night during Bible study, we also briefly talked about this topic about who is a person who loves God and who is a person who loves man. And is it possible for a person to love God and yet not love man? And which one is more difficult?
我们看约翰历书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20.
约翰历书四章二十节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 20.
说人如果说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他看得见所看见的弟兄啊。 就不能够爱没有看见的神，21节。21。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。所以这里讲到说，我们要爱神之前，要先会爱人。
In this passage, we see that before we love God, we must learn how to love
man.
So there's no conflict between loving God and loving man. Because if we cannot love our brother who we can see, then how can we say we love God who we cannot see? And if we can't love our fellow man, how can we love God?
我们说我们爱神,
and if we say we love God,
但是就是恨那个神所造的人,
and we go hate the people that God has created, then how can we say we truly love God?
所以说爱神的人也要爱弟兄。
And so those who love God must also love their brother.
爱神啊，因为神看不见啊，所以要讲起来比较容易。
And of course, because God cannot be seen, so it's very easy for us to say we love God.
但是爱人啊，要先做。
But we must first be able to love man.
所以圣经里面说，你如果爱神爱人啊，就成全了神的律法。
And that's why the Bible says, if we're able to love God and love man, then we have fulfilled the law.
这两个都要做。
These are two things that we must do.
所谓爱人的定义就是说，那比如说你说爱人，那就是我们人有办法百分之百爱。
And so when we try to define loving man, is it possible to love our fellow man 100%? And are we defining this as if we're not able to love 100% of mankind, then we're not able to love man?
哥林多前书十三章就讲到什么叫做爱。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us what is love.
所以这个爱啊，爱当然我们没有办法说啊，没有办法做到像神说啊，哇啊，出太阳给好人坏人，降雨给好人坏人。
So when we talk about love, clearly we're not able to love on the same level of as God, where we see that God loves mankind, so the sun shines on both the good and the wicked, and the rain falls on the good and the wicked.
我们所要谈的主耶稣所谈的第四点。
But this is actually the fourth point that we're going to talk about later.
说要爱仇敌。
On how we can love our enemies.
这个当然我们要努力去做了，因为说我们爱心好像还不完的债。
And of course, we have to make an effort to try to love because love is a debt that we can never fully repay.
因为主耶稣给我们的爱实在太大了，长阔高深，我们一辈子永远报答不完的。
Because the love we have received from Lord Jesus is simply too great, we will not be able to repay this love even with our entire lifetime.
所以我们要尽我们的力量啊，去学习去爱人。
So we have to make our best effort to learn how to love man.
一般啊，如果对我们好的人，我们要爱他比较容易。
And typically, it's very easy, or it's easier for us to love those who are good to us.
真的那些啊，一直都在跟我们作对的人，我们要爱他就比较不容易。
But for those people who are constantly trying to oppose us, it's more difficult to try to love them.
所以主耶稣就叫我们要学习啊，用他的爱来彼此相爱。
And that's why Lord Jesus tells us we have to learn how to love with His love.
但是对一些人啊，专门就跟你作对的人，你说你要付出啊，完全的爱对他哦，啊，真的很难做到。
But for people who are constantly trying to oppose you, if you want to truly love him, it's hard to do in practice.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书十二章啊，十八节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 18.
说若是能行啊，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节。
Verse
19. 说亲爱的弟兄啊，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上说啊，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。
20.
所以你的仇敌饿了，你就给他吃；饿渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭炉堆在他的头上。你们不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。这个本来都是包括在那个爱仇敌那一个段里面。
And these passages are the passages that relate to loving our enemies.
保罗说啊，如果做得到的话，如果能行的话，啊，总要尽力与众人和睦。
And we see Paul says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
啊，这个是鼓励我们啊，把这个当作一个目标啊，不断的一直努力啊，追求进步啊，希望能够追求达到完全。
And Paul is encouraging us that we must set this as a goal. We have to try our best.And do as much as we can and constantly grow and improve in this area.
他说啊，你的仇敌饿了，你给他吃；他渴了，你给他喝。
So if our enemy is hungry, we should feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And Paul is actually quoting Proverbs chapter
25.
And the point is that we have to overcome evil with good.
我们看到大卫啊，大卫虽然啊曾经扫罗要追杀他。
When we look at David, even though Saul was trying to take his life, but we see that he doesn't take personal vengeance against Saul. And David even said that whatever happens to him, whether how God chooses to deal with him, it's between him and God.
我一直对他好啊。 哦，我对他没有什么不好，但是因为他嫉妒啊，所以一直想要把我杀掉。
And David says he has only treated Saul well, and whatever he does, he always treats him well, and Saul only wants to kill him because he's jealous. But no matter what happens, he will not take revenge personally.
因为他本来是神的受膏者啊。
And his reason is that because Saul was originally God's anointed one.
扫罗已经失败了，那将来神怎么惩罚，那是他跟神之间的关系呀。
And although Saul has fallen, but whether as to what happens to him is between him and God.
我个人呢，绝对不替天行道了，以为说我把他杀掉了，就替神做一件事情了。
But as for me personally, I will never try to act on behalf of God and say that God wants me to kill him, so I will kill him.
但是大卫说，恶事出于恶人。
But David says, "The wicked will do wicked things."
所以我如果为着要报复他，把他杀掉，我跟他一样，我是恶人。
So if I want to take vengeance by myself and kill him, then I will also become a wicked person.
所以我绝对不伸手去害他。
So I will not raise my hand against him.
所以被追杀跑到处躲啊，他就一直躲啊。
And we see that Saul keeps pursuing David's life, so David has to keep hiding.
有机会报复啊，他绝对不报复。
And even though he has the opportunity to take revenge, he will not do it. And we see that this is a very good quality to learn from. And this is truly how we overcome evil with good. And this is what God wants us to learn. That even though others may keep mistreating us and doing evil to us, but no matter what happens, we will not take matters into our own hands and try to avenge ourselves.
我们看回来这个马太福音五章哦。If
we turn back to Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音五章43节。Matthew
chapter 5 verse 43.
五章43节。Chapter
5 verse 43.
说你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。 44。主是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。好，主耶稣说啊，人家告诉你们说，爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
And Lord Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
但是这个不是圣经里面哦，圣经好像没有这样的教训。
But we see that he makes a point and says that this is not actually from the Bible. The Bible never says this.
要爱你的邻舍这个有。
Although the Bible does say you shall love your neighbor,
从旧约就没有恨你的仇敌，没有这样的教训。
But even in the Old Testament, we never see a teaching where God tells us to hate our enemy.
我们看出埃及记22章。Let's
turn to Exodus 22.
出埃及记22章。Exodus
chapter 22.
22章第4节。 23章第4节。Exodus
chapter 23, verse 4.
23章第4节。Exodus
chapter 23, verse 4.
说若遇见你仇敌的牛或驴啊，失迷了路，总要牵回来交给他。第5节。Verse
5.
若看见恨你的人的驴压卧在众驼之下，不可走开，务要和驴主一同。
排开众驼第六节。Verse 6。就我们就看这两个。Or let's just look at verses 4 and 5。这里讲到说啊，有人啊一直跟你作对。And here it says that there is this person who keeps opposing you. They are like your enemy.
他说，你如果看到这个跟你作对的人，他的牛啦、驴啦，他迷失了。
And here we see that when you see your enemy's ox or donkey
啊，你不可以说
going astray,
好啊，最好啊，就把它牵来卖掉了。
You shouldn't say, oh, good, their donkey or ox is lost. I'm going to take it and sell it.
说你要把它牵回去。交给他的主人。
But instead, we see it says here, "You shall surely bring it back to him."
他说：“你看到一个恨你的人啊，他这个驴啊，啊，被那个很重的东西啊压着，抬不起来了。”
And in verse 5, it says, "If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden,"
啊，你不可以走开。
You cannot just refrain and walk away.
所以你要啊，和这个驴的主人一同啊。啊，把那个重担呢、啊，把它卸下来，啊，让这个驴啊站起来。
But verse 5 says, "You shall surely help him with it." So you need to help your enemy and remove this burden from the donkey.
啊，所以你有人跟你作对啊，你不能够啊说啊这个他是跟我不好的，我不理他了，不可以啊。
So if someone opposes us, we cannot say that we're not good friends with him. I'm not going to help him.
你反而去要去帮助这些人，帮助这些。
But instead, we have to go help these people.
啊，所以说啊，人家对你不好，但是你用好对待他，说好像会把那个炭火好像放在他头上。
And that's why the Bible says, if someone mistreats us, but we treat them in kind, it will be like putting hot coals on their head.
意思让他知道说啊，他虽然对你不好，但是你还是一直用好来对待他。啊，这一种的态度啊，会感动对方。
And the meaning is that if someone mistreats us, but we keep treating them kindly in return, then they will be touched and moved by our actions.
啊，我们不可以因为什么对方对我不好。
But we cannot act in a way because someone opposes us.
啊，结果他现在遭遇到一些患难啦、啊，哇、哦，我很高兴。对呀、啊，对呀、啊，这应该惩罚的啊。
And we see that some type of disaster or something bad happens to them, we cannot rejoice and say they deserve it.
所以我们那个心态非常重要，神都在看你的内心哦。
So we see that our heart and our mentality is very important because God is constantly looking at our hearts.
我们看箴言二十四章。
If we turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 17.
箴言二十四章十七节
，Proverbs chapter 24 verse 17，
说你的仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒啊，你心里不要快乐。十八节
，18，
我恐怕神看见了就不喜悦啊，将那个怒气啊从仇敌的身上啊转过来哦。他说：“我们看到说啊，那个跟我们不好的人呐、啊，在遭灾难的时候，哇，结果我们在那边幸灾乐祸啊。”啊这个灾殃会临到我们哦。
And so verses 17 and 18 is telling us that if we're rejoicing at the sight of our enemies suffering, then God will turn away his wrath upon us.
因为那是神不喜悦的。
Because this is something that displeases God.
他说神如果看到了他本来对你的仇敌啊发怒让他受苦难。他说看到你在那边幸灾乐祸，神就把这个怒气转到你身上来。
So originally the wrath of God is upon your enemy and punishing him. But if God sees that you're rejoicing because of his suffering, he will turn his wrath away from your enemy and onto you.
所以我们那个存心啊很重要。
So we see that our heart is very important.
那怎样在神的面前啊存完全的心。
We must be able to have a perfect heart before God.
我们所想的、所做的，我们都希望神悦纳。
Whatever we do, whatever we think, we want to be accepted by God.
有时候我们有一些错误的想法，会惹神的怒气。
Sometimes we will think and have wrong concepts in our heart, and this will displease God and incur His wrath.So my question is, so why does the passage say, for in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head? It's as if you're thinking, your mentality is that you want to put coals of fire on his head to punish him, so you want to treat him nice purposely.
啊，当然那个是啊形容啦，
So since we don't want to harm him, why does it describe it as if we're keeping coals of fire on his head?
也就是说我们, 啊,
啊, and personally, my interpretation
他自己的感觉啊, 啊, 对, 嗯, 啊, 就是那个,
所以我们的用意不是要把炭火放在他头上，但是他会觉得好像炭火在他头上。 So we see that the meaning of the passage is that when we treat our enemies nicely and we treat them kindly, our intent is not so that we can make them feel that there is a heap of coal of fire on his head. But when we do treat our enemy nicely, naturally they will feel that a heap of coal of fire is on his head.
有我们对他都是以善对待他嘛，他再怎么样，我们都是用好的对待他，啊，所以他会感觉说啊，真的。 自己都感觉啊，很不对劲啊！我这样对人家，人家怎么一直都对我这样好？啊，所以他自己啊，啊，他会不好意思。好像那个，你看扫大卫对扫罗，你看扫罗最后讲说啊，啊，他都心服口服啊。后来那个扫罗心服口服。And
we see that whatever we do, we must do things out of good intention towards our enemy. We only want to do them good, but naturally when doing so, we keep treating them well, even though they mistreat us to a point where they will feel embarrassed that they keep mistreating us.
他说人家哪有人啊，遇到仇敌啊，还放他走嘞。
Just like how Saul felt when David kept treating him kindly, so that in the end, Saul said himself that how can someone respond this way.
所以扫罗后来说啊，你将来能够成就大事。
And so in the end, even Saul said to David that you will accomplish great things. That the kingdom of Israel will be established under you.
啊，我真是一个糊涂人啊。
And Saul himself said to David that I am a foolish man.
这个是大卫一直对扫罗好，啊，所以扫罗啊就觉得说啊，他怎么这样一直来对待别人呢？啊，觉得自己不对。
And we see that this was because David kept treating Saul kindly, even though Saul kept mistreating David. In the end, Saul himself realized that he, even though he was doing this, but David was treating him so well and something was wrong. And David responded to Saul saying, because I value your life, I also ask God to value my life.
啊，所以为什么那个大卫犯重罪啊，神还原谅他？
And we see this is one of the reasons why even though when David committed a great sin, God was still willing to forgive him.
因为圣经里面说，你什么量器量给别人啊，将来就有量给你的。
And the Bible tells us, whatever we use to measure other people, in the end, God will use to measure us.
所以你愿意人家怎么待你呀，你就用这样的态度去对待别人。
So however, however we want other people to treat us, in the same way we should treat other people.
所以大卫能够得到神的怜悯呢，因为他的作为真的是合神心意。
And we see that David was able to receive the mercy of God because in whatever he did, he was truly doing it accordance to God's will and heart.
我们以后有机会哦，我们再谈好吗？
And in the future, if we have more time, we can continue discussing these topics.
哦，啊，因为刚刚教务负责跟我讲说啊，两点四十五。
And because earlier the RA had told me that I should try to conclude at 2:45.
哦，我们超过两分钟。
And we have gone over time already.
所以我们现在来祷告啊，结束今天下午的机会。
So we're going to conclude our service today with a prayer, and pray together.
好，一起祷告。
Let us pray.